Equality Matters, brought to you by the Equality Commission. Hello and welcome to this edition of Equality Matters, where we'll be exploring the reasonable steps defence, the defence that protects you as an employer against claims of unlawful discrimination. We'll be exploring what measures you should take and also crucially what counts as unlawful discrimination. It has a wider application than many people realise. My name is Naomi McMullen. Joining me is Paul Oakes from the Equality Commission. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Naomi.
What counts as unlawful discrimination in the workplace?
Well, we generally in our employer training programmes, Naomi, would list five aspects or forms of such discrimination. The first would be direct discrimination, and this is where you treat somebody less favourably on one of the equality grounds. For example, you don't give them a job because they're a woman, they're gay, they're Catholic, for one of those particular reasons. The second would be indirect discrimination, which is where you implement a provision or a criteria with which people from certain equality groups cannot comply or can comply to a lesser extent. And that would be, for example, imposing a height restriction for people who want to join the police force of perhaps 6 feet. That will have an indirect negative impact on women or perhaps people from certain minority ethnic communities. The third form would be harassment, which is where you treat somebody less favourably in the workplace for a reason related to their equality grouping. For example, you harass them because they are gay, they're male, they're female. The fourth form of discrimination would be victimisation, which is where a person is treated less favourably because they've exercised their right to make a complaint under equality legislation. And number five then is the reasonable adjustment duty, which relates to disability. And employers have an obligation towards disabled people to make reasonable adjustments where an employee or an applicant has a disability under the legislation.
It has quite a wide ambit. Does that mean that businesses have to take a huge range of steps to ensure that they stay on the right side of the law? Many HR managers and SMEs, for example, may be very time poor or carry out a number of functions.
Well, the reasonable steps defence approach, Naomi, is something that is there we introduce for employers. So it has to be something that an employer can implement readily and they can implement within the resources that they have, including time. So it has been developed with the particular needs of employers in mind. It also can be adapted to suit the employer depending upon their size.
Paul, I'm curious then, how often do businesses rely on the reasonable steps defence with success?
It's very difficult, Naomi, to say. It is the most successful training programme that we run for employers. And we know that following the training programmes, the vast majority of those employers are in a position then to adopt the reasonable steps defence approach.
And what would be your top three tips to anybody listening who's in a business or runs a business to ensure that they stay on the right side of the law when it comes to unlawful discrimination?
Well, first of all, Naomi, they need to have clear policies on equal opportunities, on harassment, on bullying, which explicitly define what the rights and the responsibilities of all employees and all managers are. Second of all, they need to embed the philosophy of the reasonable steps approach into the culture of their organisation through comprehensive training and a communications process. And finally, they need to be seen to walk the walk and talk the talk, to implement their policies in an effective and efficient way and in the proper time that is allowed for under the policies. Those are the three key aspects of the reasonable steps defence we would recommend to employers.
And where can people get more practical examples and information?
Probably the best source of information is the Commission's website, www.equalityni.org, and they can visit the employer section of our website. There's a specific section for large employers and then a specific section for SMEs. And within those sections, they'll find examples of good practice, and they will also find information on the training programs that we run and the advisory and support materials that are available to them. They can also phone the Commission's inquiry line on 02890 890 888 for more information.
Paul Oakes from the Equality Commission, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Naomi.
Equality Matters, brought to you by the Equality Commission.